I want us to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm just going to read one verse. Years ago, my pastor was named Dean Lamphere. He went home to be with the Lord many years ago. He was about this tall. They called us Mutt and Jeff. And people tell me all the time, my wife, when God called me to preach, she said, maybe you're supposed to be an evangelist. I said, nope, I want to be exactly like my pastor. That's all I wanted to ever do was to pastor. And that's been my love for all these years. But he used to call me his Timothy. So I decided over a period of time, I learned every verse of 1 and 2 Timothy. And this chapter has a lot of meaning to it. And let's just read this one verse. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. I want to just speak to us a few moments, if God would allow, what to do in those dark days. What to do in those dark days. Father, we love you. Speak to our hearts and touch us tonight. Help us, dear God, that through the Word of God and Holy Spirit, that you work and touch in our lives. Be with the pastor tonight. Be with his family. Bless him as one as well, Lord. We love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Excuse me. One of the things I hate is I hate wintertime for one main reason. I hate for it to get dark as early as it does. When I was young, when my children were growing up, and we were from Virginia, but I was pastoring in West Virginia, we'd have church like on a Wednesday night, and we'd go home to see the family. It was a 4-hour drive. We got to church at 9 o'clock. We'd drive to Virginia. No big deal. Get there 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Today, can I say, as I get older, when the sun goes down, I'm ready to put my pajamas on. I'm ready for bed. Amen. It's past bedtime for me now. But I don't like those dark nights. You know, when Job talked about that a man was born of a woman, and just in a few days his life was full of trouble. We have dark days facing us. I mean, you stop and think about it. You don't want to cut the news on. Everything is doom and gloom. By the way, if they didn't make it doom and gloom, it wouldn't be news, I guess. How many times have you turned the TV on and said, well, I got some good news to tell you tonight? No, everything they tell you is bad. Dark days we face. The pastor and his family is facing some dark days right now. But we look at these words and it said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dangerous. Boy, I don't know about you, but it's scary tonight. Talking about going out at night. You should not think about knocking doors at night and putting tracks on the door. More than ever thought about the door you went up to. But today we live in those perilous times. Those dark days. We all have dark days. I just preached on Sunday things that we may face in the year 2020. And one of the points I hit in that was we're going to have tribulation in the year. And I don't mean the great tribulation. I'm talking about we're going to go through some trials in the year 2020. So what do we do? What do we do in those dark days? What can help us in those dark days? Well, let us look. Take your Bible and turn over to Ephesians chapter 5 with me. Ephesians chapter 5. The first thing we need to do, we need to be spirit-filled. We need to be spirit-filled. As we, in those dark days, we need to be spirit-filled. Look what it says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, whereas is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You see, to be filled with the Spirit, you got to be dead in sin. You know, the Bible talks about to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Everywhere you turn is evil today. You look at men and women and you talk about the evil things that's going on in this world. You can't even watch the weather or watch the news without some kind of cussing going on. I know from you from Missouri, you say cursing. Us Southerners, we called it cussing. Yeah. Hey, you can't, your mind is filled with garbage today. But you got to be dead to those sins. The Bible says we got to die to that flesh. And we got to draw to the Savior. Notice what it says there. It said first in Ephesians 5 and verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. In other words, our minds should be clean and pure. It ought to not be filled with the garbage. I tell Kathy all the time, I said, who comes up with this mess? Who comes up? Who thinks like that? Let me tell you what they got. They got idle minds and idle hands. They need to be in the Word of God. They need God in their lives. They mock the Lord. This brother talking about people mocking him. I tell you what. Hey, they need to look at their own self. Mama used to tell me, you pointing the finger at somebody else, you got three pointing right back at you. I'm telling you today, we need to have our minds clean and pure, and we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Look what he says there in verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we need to draw closer to God. Hey, so when people see you, they look at you and they said it's something about different about that individual. Hey, it's something. Well, listen, it ain't about me. It's about God. They ought to see Christ living in me. And then the second thing is not only be spirit-filled, but we ought to have self-control. Look what he says again in verse 3, but fornication, all cleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolishness, talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an adulterer have an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers within. Hey, we got to die to that old flesh. We got to watch what we do. Listen, I promise you that somebody's watching me. Somebody is watching you. I know for a fact. It is amazing. Our funeral home and cemetery at Mount Moriah, we have 40 people that work there at that funeral home. Every day, somebody will come to me with prayer, or every day someone will make a comment, and I'm thinking, God, people will watch every move I make, everything I say. They'll say, well, Brother Hilton said this, or I said that. Yes, I have to watch every little thing I say. And I got to die to this old flesh. Have you ever thought, and I know none of you, all of you are great saints of God, but all of you, and you ever had something, boy. Remember when Jackie Gleason used to tell Alice, I'm going to send you to the moon. You ever got some people that comes across your path and you say, I just like to send them to the moon. Amen. Just, Lord, give me 5 minutes. I talked last night about James and John in the Bible. Do you realize John, the beloved, the one that Jesus loved, and John put his head on Jesus' breast, and he wrote 1 John with the penmanship and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Hey, but did you realize John had one of the worst tempers of all the disciples? Hey, I'm telling you, you got to die to the old flesh. Hey, things we do in this dark days, when somebody does us wrong, when things happen, why me, Lord? Well, let me ask you something. Why not you? Do you think you're better than him? Why not you? Why do things come? Hey, the Bible promises these things are going to come to us. We got to watch what we do. I never will forget. And I tell the church, Open Bible all the time, and I told the other churches, hey, people don't know my past. One day I'll give my testimony, but I was a very rebellious teenager. Things weren't good at home. I loved my mama, but my daddy was a drunkard growing up. And things weren't very good, and I was very rebellious. And when Kathy and I first got married, Kathy was saved and I was lost. She married a lost man, unequally yoked. And I'm just telling you the things I used to do. Hallelujah, Jesus saved me out of that. But I never will forget my church, first church in West Virginia, and everything's a hill and a hollow there. And it was a hot July day, and I went down this road, and everything is a curve. If you fall off, you fall off the cliff. There's not one. Seriously, the roads were just where the horses, two cars can't meet. And so I went down this road, and I was so thirsty, and I said, I'm going to stop and get me a Diet Pepsi. Little hole in wall place there in the middle of nowhere, and I went in there, and it's a bar. And I'm there in the middle of nowhere in a bar. And I said, oh God, what do I do now? Supposing one of the members ride by and see me in a bar. And I asked the owner, I said, do you mind I give out gospel tracts? He said, sure, go ahead. And I witnessed right there in that bar. But guess what I did? The first thing I did that Sunday in the church, I said, I want to tell you, I was in a bar. I was in a bar, not intentionally, but I'm saying people are watching us. And in these dark days, you know, by the way, Satan works the best in the dark hours. And so always remember somebody's watching. You gotta die to that flesh. Hey, by the way, Satan knows how to attack our weaknesses, doesn't he? Everybody, the Bible talks about a beguiling sin. All of us has a sin that haunts us. I never will forget, I don't mind sharing tonight quickly my beguiling sin. One that haunts me all the days. I grew up on a tobacco farm. When I was very, very young, I was a heavy smoker. Hardest thing I ever done, no problem me to quit liquor, but the hardest thing I ever done was quit smoking. Hardest thing I ever done. For years and years, I'm talking about since probably in the last 4 or 5 years, I used to dream about someone in the church catch me smoking. Hey, listen, you got to die to that old flesh. You got to die to it. And Satan knows your weakness. Now, by the way, I can't even stand the smell of smoke anymore. But I tell you, hey, Satan knows your weaknesses. Number three, we need to be supported by the fruit of the Spirit. Look what it says in verse 9 there. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. In these dark days, we need to ask ourselves, would God be pleased with what I'm doing? God's pleased tonight we're in the house of God worshiping him. God's pleased tonight when we come and this dear brother prayed and we joined him in prayer. God's pleased in those things. Can I say, when we stay focused on the right things, when we are trying to please Him, that will improve your life. When you're doing what's right, when you're doing what's truth, listen, that will help you so much in those dark days. And then be scripture led. Verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms. That word psalms here is talking about the scriptures. You know what James 1:22 tells us? It tells us, be ye doers, let me just read it to you. That'd be the simplest thing to do. Let's get it from the truth. James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know, you can know every chapter of this blessed book. You can know every word in it. But the Bible says we need to be doers of it. We got to practice what we preach. We got to do what the Bible tells us to do. And then we need to be sincere followers. Look what he says there in Ephesians 5:1. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. In those difficult days, in those trying days, you got to be followers. You know, God has blessed Majesty Baptist Church with a good pastor. Amen. Let me just say to you, he is a good pastor. He's a good leader. You know why he was a good leader? Because he was a good follower. Yep. And he still follows the direction of God. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. That's what pastor's doing here. And we need to stand behind him here as well. And then number 6. Be steady going forward till the rapture comes. Let's go back to where we started in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's go back there. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. He's given us here, hey, dark days are going to come, dangerous days are going to come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You getting a picture here? Yeah. Isn't that kind of describing the last days? Yeah. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Think about what's going on. He tells us in verse 12, yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Hey, that's a promise. He says ye shall suffer persecution. But if you turn back to the chapter before that, chapter 2, verse 12, it says you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. Hallelujah, praise God. It says in verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This is my life verse here, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. And that from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God as profitable doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for the instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Back in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, Kathy and I, we have, my family goes back to the Civil War. We have a cemetery there. It's in the middle, and we have 10 acres there, and a lot of my ancestors are buried there, my parents, my grandparents, and we have it all fenced in there. And Kathy and I, a couple of years ago, put a mausoleum. I wanted to build my own. I wanted to be buried like Christ. I didn't have a cave, so I was just going to build me one. But I never got the opportunity to do that because I moved to Missouri. But we put a mausoleum. By the way, ask Kathy, that's a sore subject with her about that mausoleum. I said, I wonder what they're going to say 100 years from now when they see a mausoleum sitting out in the middle of a hayfield. And she says, yeah, they're going to say, wonder what fool spent all that money to put a mausoleum out in the middle of a hayfield. But on that mausoleum, it said the verse, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. In these dark days, I want us to finish what we've started. I want to continue. People ask me all the time, says, are you retiring? I said, no, I'm not retiring. I'm refiring. I'm never going to retire as long as physically I'm able to go. I got so much I want to do. And I told someone today at the funeral home, I said, I've got so much to do and a little time to do it. But we must continue. I say to us all in these dark days, we need to come to an old-fashioned altar as God is blessing Majesty Baptist Church, as God is blessing you as individuals, as God's got his hand upon you, Pastor, to continue in these dark days. Let me just say, and I'm not a fatalist, I don't believe in doom and gloom, but I'm telling you, it ain't going to get no better. It ain't going to get no better because it says what's going to happen in them last days. Hey, it's exciting. I'm thankful, hallelujah, I don't have to start over. I'm thankful I'm getting closer to home every day. Amen. So today, it'd be a good time tonight. We don't need any music. It would be a good time for us to gather around the altar, pray for one another, pray for the pastor. We're going to have dark days. You don't know. It can be your loved one tomorrow. It could be your loved one tonight. I never will forget last year when I went home and there was Kathy. I was weeping. I'm telling you, I thought I had lost her right there. I thought she was gone. And I tell you, when the rescue squad picked her up, I thought that was it. And I felt like my world was shattering right there. We all go through dark days. It may be death, it may be financial woes, it may be sickness. But we're going to have some dark days. But the key is, how are we going to handle those dark days? I think it's laid out for us tonight, the things God put on our hearts tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Tonight, I'm just going to give you a moment. If you're able to stand to your feet, if you're able to stand to your feet tonight, maybe you want to just show in sincerities, God, tonight, that you really mean business with God tonight. Maybe you just need to come to an altar tonight and just pray to the Lord, oh God, tonight. Help me to continue. And just what we went over tonight, help me to be spirit-filled. Help me to have self-control with you leading the way, that I die to that old flesh, that I have the fruit of the Spirit, that I be led by the Scripture, that I be a sincere follower, that I be steady until you take us home, whether by rapture or whether by death. God, I want to continue. That's my prayer for all of us tonight in those dark days. They're going to come. Those dark days are going to, just sure as it gets dark early, those dark days are going to pop up in our life in the year 2020. But what do we do in those dark days? My prayer is that we continue what God would have us to do. Father, we sure love you tonight. God, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. And God, these are good folks. They love you. And God, they got a good pastor. Please, Lord, help them to grow stronger. Lord, we're going to suffer persecution. We're in those last days. But God, we don't know when the last day will be. Until may we just continue to do what we're supposed to do until that day. God, have your willing way. Bless them, and Lord, bless the pastor. All the prayer list that's been mentioned tonight, and others maybe have special needs. God, we pray for them tonight as well. So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.